Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jack Roush, Jim Hagedorn, and Colonel Bud Anderson.
Okay.
I see you're in the shade.
I don't know.
You good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jim Hagedorn. Jim, founder and president CEO, chairman and CEO of Scotts Miracle-Gro, and he is responsible, as you can see right here, for so much of the continuing expansion of warbirds in America. Jack Roush, of course, chairman of Roush Industries, and is known, of course, for Roush Racing. They own these two airplanes right here, and of course, Bud, we'll get to Bud in just a second. So, Jim, start us off, would you? Why is it so important for you to continue to support warbirds and keep helping expand it the way you do?
Hope this thing's, is it working?
Yep.
Why is it important? Well, Roush, when he sold me this airplane, interviewed me and talked to me about the sort of idea of stewarding an important piece of sort of American wartime and aviation history. And until he thought I was serious about it, he wouldn't sell me the airplane. So do I think he was right? Yeah, I think we are so lucky to be able to, you know, go up and fly. We flew three times this morning. The flying here, if you don't know, it is probably the best warbird flying there is. So we were, I think, a 6-ship and a 5-ship each time, flying mostly with other military dudes. So it's important that we not crash them all, because we'd like to have fun with them. But how many are still flying, Jack?
About 130.
130 of them left, and every single one of them is important. And so it's a really big deal to be able to participate with this group and keep alive sort of what happened during the war. The sacrifice that the aviators, I think, put in more than anybody. And it's a good time for me to fly them too, so I like that part.
Jim, thank you. I know you've got another gig to go to, so thank you. And for all you do for warbirds, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I sit down.
Connie, I know you've got something you want to say.
I do. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard me earlier in jumping out of the airplane, which is always a great way to make an entrance. So thank you again, guys. That was pretty fun for me. I hope everybody here enjoyed it. But I do have a special announcement that is a surprise announcement here. The EA Warbirds of America each year chooses someone who makes a significant contribution to the warbird community and our mission to keep them flying. I am very pleased that this year the EA Warbirds of America board has chosen our friend Jack Roush as the Warbird 2018 Hall of Fame recipient.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. I was introduced to Mustang flying by Ed and Connie Bolin in the early 1990s. And Ed soloed me in his J3 Cub and soloed me in his T6. He marshaled me around and lined me up, much like I tried to keep Jim in line for a while we were getting started. And the roots that are put down here are put down by Ed Bolin and Connie Bolin, and I've just been proud to carry on the tradition, be a small part of it. I know that when I got my first P-51 organized and I was trying to choose a motif for it in the early 1990s, I talked to Colonel Bud Anderson, who was introduced to by Mickey Rupp, who was We had an airplane that was painted up like the old Pro D model there for a while, but he's a Reno air racer, and he changed the motif on it. And I'd helped Mickey with his engines for Reno, and he said that that if I wanted to figure out who to paint the airplane like, whose military career to celebrate, that the person who had the most of the stats and most of the pictures and the things that would be necessary to recreate was Colonel Bud Anderson. And so I called Colonel Anderson and asked him whose career we should celebrate and what we could do to make the airplane interesting to the future generations that would be exposed to it. He gave me the list of a list that had three names on it. His name was not on it. And I looked at their careers and what they'd accomplished, and I knew a little bit about Colonel Bud Anderson and of course what he'd done and his experimental aviation flying and all the trials and tribulations he had, the people that were lost in that exercise. And I said that, you know, I'd give Mickey Rupp a call and tell him if he was not going to repaint his airplane like Colonel Anderson's, that I'd like to do it myself with the airplane I was preparing. Within, I told Mickey, you know, what I need, and very quickly I got a call back from Chuck Yeager that said that he was very happy that I was going to paint my airplane like Andy's, since Ed and Connie had prepared one like Yeager had flown, that they could do a lot of things that would celebrate the 50th and the 75th and future celebrations of the things that happened in World War II. And we've enjoyed for years bringing the two airplanes here, the Oak Crow and the Faux Crow was later. We had the Glamorous Glen first, and Chuck and Yeager flew to start the air shows for at least a decade while they were both flying warbirds. But it's been my pleasure to be involved with all the pilots that have flown the airplanes, and certainly with Colonel Anderson and his proud career, and I'm humbled by the honor that's been put on me here. Thank you, Connie, for that, and thank all the Warbird committee members that have participated in that selection. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Jack. And what you see in the racing world, what Jack has done with his innovations in the racing world, you have no idea what you've done for keeping these airplanes going. So your contributions are amazing. Now, I'm going to step out of this picture. And Jim, if you need to leave or if you want to talk, I mean, you know, David, you've got him.
Yeah, Jim?
Yeah, I'd just like to talk about Roush for a second. So I flew F-16s in the Air Force for 7 years, got out, went into our family business, and we were looking to sponsor a car, and somebody said, you know, Roush's got a bunch of Mustangs, any interest in flying with them? And I'd never been in a Mustang, I always thought they were really cool. So I show up at Roush's place in Michigan, and he throws me in the back of an airplane. And, you know, these things VNE at about 500 miles an hour. And we are close to VNE, below the tree line, with a guy I've never flown with no controls. And this started not only did I get out of it and say, can I buy one of your airplanes? Because he was about to have three. And so thankfully, I passed the interview with Roush. But Roush has been a friend ever since. And, you know, it is not an understatement to talk about Jack's contribution to the Mustangs, and particularly, he's an engine guy, really, at heart, and to the Merlin motor. So Jack, I think, is the only FAA-certified repair station for the Merlin. He, you know, you get in a single-engine airplane with a single pilot, and there's a point where you just have to trust the engine. And trusting an engine that Jack has touched and his people have touched, which he's got a super fine team, you can trust the motor. Jack's come up with roller bearings on the cam, different pistons, connecting rods, you just name it, improvements that Packard and Rolls-Royce never made to these engines. Jack has made those changes. There's a lot of dudes flying these airplanes, and Connie, the one female, who depend on Jack to innovate and make these motors even better after all these years. And between Jack, Connie, her late husband, Ed, all these people, when you learn how to fly an airplane like this, you know, I go to a board meeting and say, you know, it's always like 1 inch from a train wreck. Flying old fighters like this is, you know, something that's can always go bad pretty fast. And having friends like the Warbird community here at EAA and Roush makes such a difference to being able to fly one of these airplanes and maintain one of these airplanes safely. And there's a whole team of people that y'all don't see that support these airplanes. And the Bolins and Jack have been a big part of making this whole kind of thing work. So Jack, you deserve it.
Thank you, man.
Congratulations, and he's a really good guy.
I'll pay you for that later.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, take care.
Thanks, Jim.
Fly safe.